And we welcome you back in to the long-running High Tech Texan show. Michael Garfield, of course, is the name. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Whether you are here in the Houston, Southeast Texas area, terrestrially on 950 AM or around the world, appreciate you downloading the iHeartRadio app or however how you listen to me. You know, we do talk about a number of different things. I kind of take topics from all you listeners out there. You email me, you come up to me at events, you know, what's your take on this? You know, a lot of people over the years have said, what's your take on getting in the technology industry, Garf? I mean, what's the future? Is there good job opportunities? You know, I think my general response over the years is, yeah, it's a sexy industry. I mean, everything seems to be leading to IT. There's a technology bent everywhere. But, you know, over the past year with this crazy job market, the pandemic, that's tough. I'm not the expert in that, but it's a topic I continue to want to talk about. And with that, I sought out my own expert who is in that area of seeking jobs and placing people and working with companies to find top-notch people. It's an organization here in Houston. It is called FlexTech. Stephen Morrell is the founder. He is the CEO. And, you know, I'm not going to gloss you, Stephen, as, you know, the king of jobs or Mr. Jobs. We'll come up with something like that. But thanks for hanging with me for a few minutes, because I do want to get your take on this. Let's talk about this past year. Have you seen, in all your years, Stephen, a crazier market than what's going on in today's job market?
Oh, wow, Garf. First of all, thanks for having me here. And you know what? The answer to that question is no. I've been doing this now for 29 years. And, you know, you look at the job indicators, the key ones that we all look at, 5.4 unemployment rate. You'd think that, wow, strong economy, growth, and obviously a lot of job growth going on. But we just don't have the people that we used to have. That's the biggest issue we're finding is, you know, we have 3 million less people that are in the job market today than there were during pre-COVID. So, you know, those are difficulties we're hearing across the board.
How does one make sense of this? Because I kind of hear two things. And again, I'm in the media, so it's my job to spin it. Just kidding. No, but I try to seek out the truth. You know, we've got you say 5.4 unemployment rate. Pretty low. But then again, I hear in certain industries, now I'm going to stick with tech, but obviously we can look at the restaurant industry who can't find anybody to work those jobs. There's people out there. How do you make sense of this? Because you take care of different industries. You cover, you know, many industries, the tech industry and just so many other things.
Yeah, you know what? And we do. And I think that looking at it right now is just understanding what people's hesitancies are getting back into the market, right? And we talk about unemployment benefits that, you know, were extended and all of that. And honestly, at the end of the day, it's really more that fear and, you know, really, truly situations like parents not being able to find childcare for their kid that was now not able to go to school because schools are shutting down. You know, those things have been a real world item for many over the last year and a half. And companies have had to, you know, basically be flexible and pay more for individuals just to have them on board and have them there.
Yeah, no, it certainly makes sense. You know, I do cover technology. That's kind of my shtick, Steve. You certainly know that. And let's talk about that. You know, you've been in the industry 29 years. And when you were, and I don't want to call you a matchmaker or a job placer, but, you know, you've been through so many processes of how to, you know, put A and B together, make it a great match. How do you at FlexTech, how do you use technology in today's job search world?
Great question. I think, you know, people think of technology as just, you know, just they're just for the technology people. And honestly, nowadays in the job market, technology is critical. Whether you like it or not, you know, having to be on the boards and being involved with it. For us, we use it more from an analytical standpoint and to tell us kind of what we've seen in the past, what we see today, and what we should see in the future. And honestly, that's helped us be much more proactive than reactive, looking for individuals that we know, okay, these are the types of things that these types of individuals will do and will respond to. Technology has just helped us be a lot more focused in how we can identify that and communicate with those individuals.
And obviously, you have so much data at your disposal. That's it.
Yes. And data can also kill you. Right. You know, because you've seen back in the 2000s when we started the job postings, you know, all it meant was just for somebody to just place a resume, you know, and nowadays it's much more advanced.
Talking with Stephen Morrell. Stephen is the CEO of a company organization here in the Houston area. It's called FlexTech. We'll get the information of how to contact them here in a few minutes. You talk about resumes and uploading. Let's go back. Let's go back to like the 2000s, kind of like when I kind of created the high-tech Texan era. So dot-com era starts coming. Let's go back at the change, the drastic change where I used to physically take a typewriter, a Smith Corona typewriter, and, you know, bang out my resume. And then every time I had to change something, I had to start over again. Then we had computers and Microsoft Word or whatever, but we uploaded it. Back then, monster.com. I'm going to throw out a name, monster.com, man, that was the king. Now it's, what is it, Steve? Is it Indeed? I mean, there's so many. How about these changes? How do you maneuver with it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, how about LinkedIn, right? I mean, something that has popped up and now is in everybody's vocabulary. But yeah, the drastic change that's happened with that. You know, I remember being in the industry in 1992, pre-Monster, pre-any board. And the big thing was, oh, this is going to totally put the recruiting business out of business. And you know, no technology is going to do that, right? You have to have that human touch, the art of being able to talk with a person and find the right match. Now, can technology help you do that faster, better? Definitely. And that's what we're finding nowadays. How do we leverage those? And a lot of the boards are evolving. You mentioned it, Monster. Yeah, biggest thing. Well, you know, Super Bowl, if you remember, you know, was a big Super Bowl ads, right? Now it's Indeed. What it'll be in 20 years, you know what, we'll see. But it's advancing every day.
It is advancing every day. And that's one of the things that I try to keep up on. But in this industry, I may lean to you on a regular basis. And I should have been doing this about a year ago, and bad on me, Stephen, because this is what you do on a daily basis. In fairness, I've known Stephen for many, many years, and I followed his career, and it continues to grow. And Stephen, I had thought during the pandemic, it's like, oh my goodness, you know, people are laying off jobs or it's going to change. And just anecdotally, you and I talking offline, I don't think you've been busier. I mean, this past 6 months or so.
It's crazy. Yes, exactly. People are looking for people. And, you know, that's been the big push. And, you know, it's important to make sure that you know exactly what you're looking for, because it could be longer than you thought to find that right person.
Which of all industries out there is affected right now the most, would you say?
Great question. I'll say this for all industries. I believe all industries are suffering to an extent to find people. But no doubt about it. Hospitality, professional services, two big areas that are just lacking the individuals to do the work. You know, one of those with hospitality, that's more of getting reopening, right? And getting individuals back in. Professional services is this, we're growing like crazy, whether it be the oil industry, the environmental industry, the construction industry. Someone's offering a service and needing that individual to do that. Those two industries, in my opinion, are the biggest.
No, it makes sense. One more question before I get you out of here, Steve, because I do appreciate your time. You talk about some of these industries here, the hospitality, the professional. Do you place people in these industries?
You know, Garf, what I tell people is if I don't place them, I can find you someone that does. And that's, you know, really what I'd like to end with is just sometimes individuals just need a place to find out how would you find these people? You know, that's what we want to be here at FlexTech, the individuals that can give you assistance, whether it's us placing them or someone in our network that can do that for you.
There you go. Your network is your net worth. You can use that on a t-shirt, my man.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, really good information. And I appreciate you, calling in such short notice. I'm going to put you on the hotline. I'm going to have you on a regular basis and talk about this because a job placement and good careers and finding the right thing, it's something we need. So congrats on your success at FlexTech. Steve, if anybody does want to reach out, if anybody has a great resume, they want to be placed, or maybe there's organizations out there and you're looking for truly, truly qualified professionals, they should reach out to you. How did they get in touch with you?
Yeah, if you're looking for people or looking for work, it's flextechllc.com. So FlexTechllc.com.
FlexTech.
There.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
Let's just say the different way to spell tech. T-E-K.
The play on tech. Yeah.
I love it.
The play
I like
on
it.
Tech.
So it's FlexTechllc.com. I know you're here in Houston. And listen, folks, a smart dude. Companies out there, you need help. I know he's for 29 years, you continue to roll with the changes. Steve Morrell, appreciate it, my friend. Take care. And listen, as news warrants, as jobs open up, as industries continue to change, let me know. Pop me an email because I'd love to get you on the show.
You got it, Garf. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
That's good. Hey, listen, folks, maybe it's not something I cover on a regular basis. This is something I certainly want to be aware of. These numbers, I want to make sense of them when it comes to unemployment, but there's smart people out there. There's great companies out there. We need to get everybody back to work, but also in the right position, because we need to get back on our feet and everybody needs to be happy. Speaking of happy, I'm going to go take a break for 2 minutes. So you don't have to listen to my voice. You're happy for 2 minutes, and then I get to come back here on the long-running High Tech Texan Co. Don't go anywhere.